Hello, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I am an Independent.
Independent, all right. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It's poor.
Poor, all right. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very negative.
Negative, all right. How would you rate the overall quality or conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say they're excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Poor? All right. So, in which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Number one, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Number two, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or number three, no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
Well, they fix them, but they won't clean them, so I've had two broken windshields. So I don't know how to say that. They're in need of repair. They're in need of cleaning.
All right. So would that be the second one then? Because, like, they have made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of a lot more repairs then?
Yeah. Because okay. I just literally paid for two windshields.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. All right. So how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs? Given
absolutely
the level of services,
ridiculous.
All right. So would you say it's, like, much too high, somewhat too high, about right?
Way too high. Way too high.
All right. So as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street renewal and repair, or street maintenance as well. So if you could please cast your vote as either yes or no on each of the following three separate options. So option number one is, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs?
No, I will not vote to raise my taxes in this town. I don't care what it's for, but I won't do it.
All right. Then what do you think about option two, which is, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent for a total of 3/4 to provide funding?
I will not vote for an increase in any tax for any reason.
All right. And then lastly, option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
No.
No? All right. So next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? So the statement goes, taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that 100%.
All right. So lastly, before we finish, we just have a few, like, short statements that supporters of the local tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. And if you could rate each statement as either being a very persuasive reason to vote for yes on the sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. So the first one is, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
No.
By voting yes,
they just wasted like $7 million on one street. No.
Oh, cool. All right. So not persuasive at all then?
At all then. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So the next one is, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs, who also drive on our streets.
No.
All
that's
right.
Their infrastructure that needs to be replaced. They're a municipality. They're supposed to do that with the money that we give them. We don't have
all
to
right.
give them more to do that.
Okay. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster, a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
No, if they knew how to build a road in this town, they would be able to do it. There's roads in Rome that are still paved with pavers.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
All right. So the next one is, a significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them also contribute.
I don't care. They should have never built the shopping that they built because we don't have the workforce to support it.
All right. So that'd be also not persuasive at all?
At all.
Okay. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much, much worse and costs more.
Well, like I say, if they had a road maintenance crew that knew how to build a road, that wouldn't be an issue.
All right. So would that also as well be not persuasive at all?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
We live in the mountains.
Oh.
You know, and we don't even have... We don't even have as bad weather as some other places I've been. And they know how to build roads.
All right. So the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do a full roadway and under-the-street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are around 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Also, again, they are a municipality. That is their problem. They are supposed to handle our infrastructure with the money that we give them.
All right. So 100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. So by law, the sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
It doesn't matter. They waste our money on everything else. They can put it towards our infrastructure and our municipality.
All right. So also not persuasive at all then?
Yes.
Okay. The city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishment, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
No.
Not persuasive at all?
No, not persuasive at all. In fact,
all right.
The main public works guy, Langdonhorst, needs to go. He doesn't know how to build a road.
All right. So... Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved 1/2 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repairs projects can get done.
No.
Not persuasive at all?
They could make pavers like Rome did.
All right.
We live in the Rocky Mountains. We have gravel.
All right. And then lastly for this kind of, like, section, it's unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
I have been here for 40 years, and our roads were always immaculate, and they are crap now.
All right. So not persuasive at all, then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've lived here for 40 years. They used to have a street sweeper, and they used to be clean, and you used to not scream in pain when you're going to the hospital. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All of which I've done in the last month, by the way.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So sorry about
screaming that. On my way to the hospital because the roads are so bad, and I had an emergency gallbladder surgery.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's awful.
Oh, I can imagine. Wow.
It is so bad.
All right.
In fact, my husband had to drive. I couldn't even drive. The roads are so bad.
Oh. All right. Well, having heard kind of all this information from both sides, just going to, like, have to read the options 1, 2, 3 again just one more
okay.
time. If you could tell me if you would still vote no or if, miraculously, you changed to yes, which I don't think you did.
No, I will.
Right.
You can read them if you have to, but I
all right.
No, and I personally know and lived next door to the mayor for over 5 years, and she is horrible. She wastes our money on everything, but like you say, everybody says the streets are just terrible here. Put the money there. She does consultants and surveys, and she spends money on everything.
All right.
We can't even get a second grocery store in town. We can't feed the people with one. It's insanity what they've done to this town. They've destroyed this town that I've worked really hard my whole life to live here.
All right. So, Jen, just reading kind of the options again. So, option one is, again, to just renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent. The provided funds need to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs for replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes into the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed.
No, I won't vote for a tax.
All right.
That is up to them to do. They need to plan like the rest of us do on a weekly budget. These people are insane.
All right. And then the option two was to just renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4.
No.
No?
I already pay a PIF tax just shopping at Lowe's. No. And that was supposed to go away after 5 years or whatever. But they just keep continuing that, too. We have some of the highest sales tax in the state of Colorado in my town.
All right.
If they can't work with the money that they get, then they don't deserve to be in power.
All right. And then the last option is just to continue the 1/2 cent tax without, like, any increase.
Mm-mm.
No?
I will not vote for any increase for any reason.
All right.
Absolutely not. They've proven how they waste money in this town.
All right. And then just finally, if voters do approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contracts?
I would refuse them to borrow against anything.
All right.
They don't deserve the trust.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you so far for doing this survey. We're 90% done, and our last two questions are just for demographic purposes. So am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Yes.
All right. Could you please tell me what your age is, or would you rather me tell you, like, range categories? And you
range see? Category.
All right. So the categories are 18 to 39, 40 to 44, 55 to 64, or 65 and up.
You missed my age completely.
Oh, I did? Would you want me to repeat it again? So
yeah.
18 to 39, 40 to 54. 55.
Oh, okay, that one. I thought you said 44. I'm like,
okay. So 40
I'm like that one.
That
yeah.
One? All right. So how long have you lived in the city of, how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs?
I have been here 37 years.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Well, I have owned. I'm currently living in a family trust. So I am the trust.
All right.
My husband and I worked 2 to 3 jobs apiece to own what we have in the city. And we daily, for the last 10 years, have said, why the hell have we stayed in Glenwood?
Oh.
I would leave if I could.
Really?
That is how bad it is. Yes.
Oh, all right. Well,
I've looked at other housing options, but like I say, I got the trust involved, so it's hard for me to sell. They have destroyed this town.
Oh.
With their building, with their bridge, it is not the town I moved into. This used to be a lovely town.
All right. Well,
it's horrible now.
All right. Well, we are done with the survey, so I do just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good
day. Okay. You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.